Shabbos Perek, Beis Mishnah Vav 2:6. The Mishnah reads, Al Shalosh Averos Nashim Mesos V'Shas Le'Dazon. There are three Averas for which women die during childbirth. Now, the truth is that the point of this Mishnah, as the Gemara explains, is not really about women, the Shkafic point, and nor is it really about childbirth. The point here is that whenever a person is in a dangerous situation, he needs special zechuyos to survive it. That is to say, if a person is unworthy, so then when he's sort of tested in a dangerous situation, he won't have the merit to pull himself through. So childbirth is a particularly dangerous situation that women face quite regularly. In antiquity, more than 1% of women die during childbirth, maybe even 2 or 3%. And so much so, actually, that the Meshech Chochma says that women aren't obligated to have babies like men are, in the midst of Puruvu, because darcheh darcheh noam, because the ways of the Torah are pleasant, and therefore Hashem wouldn't be mitzvah, wouldn't demand of every woman to give birth, given that it's so difficult and potentially dangerous. In any case, when it comes to women, so women have three particular mitzvahs that they're in charge of in the home, as a matter of practicality largely, and therefore these are considered to be, so to speak, women's mitzvahs, and therefore women, when they face a dangerous moment of giving birth, they are liable to die, God forbid, because of one of these. So the Mishnah says they are al she'enan zehiros benida, if they aren't careful regarding the mitzvah of nida, obviously it's her own body, and therefore she's particularly responsible for keeping track of whether or not she becomes a nida and the checking thereafter as required. The Gemara actually brings, Rashi brings, the Midrash brings, that this is also connected to what went to happen in the Gan Eden, in the Garden of Eden, with Chava's involvement, and in any case, uvachala, also chala. Chala is the separating the dough as a gift to the Kohen. Again, as I pointed out on Maseches Chala when we learned it, so many times the verb is conjugated for a woman, because the assumption was that it was the woman who was in the kitchen making the bread, preparing the dough, and therefore she'd be the one who'd be responsible for separating chala. And finally, uvahadlakas haner. Here too, that's considered to be a woman's mitzvah to set up the candles, to light the candles for Shabbos. As it happens, the reason why in that same sources that talk about the Gan Eden scenario, so it talks about how since Chava was responsible for extinguishing the light of the world, so she has to sort of relight things by lighting the candles. The Mefarshim also speak out that the chait, the sin that occurred back in Gan Eden, was rectified at the giving of Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai, and then the subsequent fall to back to the state we're in now, post Matan Torah, happened at the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf, and there it's the men, not the women, who participated, and that being the case, the custom was brought down that men should set up the candles, the women should light them. Fine, be that as it may, the point is, since these three mitzvahs are really normally under the purview and domain of women, so therefore they're responsible for them, and if they don't do them properly, so then God forbid, they won't have the schus to stand them up in good stead when they need it.